Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you know, when I was filling in last week, JP was like, hey, who's going to have more goals? Who's going to have more at the end of the year? Wizards wins or Ovechkin goals?
Ovechkin
and I think
goals.
He was at like four goals when I filled in a week ago. Well, now we're looking pretty. I go, Ovechkin easily. I'm like, well, he's going to have 20 goals. Russian machine, never break. And he had a hat trick last night as the Capitals thrash Montreal.
He might have scored more goals last night than they're going to have in the next 40 games. Wins.
Oh, you mean the Wizards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's the next bet. How many games will it take for the Wizards
to get the seven goals?
To get a hat trick of wins.
So
for their next three wins. We could go through the schedule and map it out.
How many games they played thus far, and they have one win, right?
Yes, they're 1-13.
So
last I checked, on pace for 6-76.
All right, I would say it's going to take them about. There're going to be some teams going to start like looking past them. So I would say they'll get their. So they got to be 4-something. They got to get 3 wins from this point forward.
Yeah, yeah.
I say by the time they hit 48 games.
Okay.
They'll have their fourth
win. We'll go find the wins. We'll go scout them out. There's probably a few rubber chicken opponents coming up here that they got a shot against. But still, welcome to B. Mitch and Finley on this Friday, November 21st. Steve Zabin sitting in for JP, who's enjoying his bye week. B. Mitch is here, ready for a big bike ride tomorrow with Jeff Walker. And I've got to get into this because this is a crazy situation going on right
Jeff
now.
Jeff is in shape, man.
I know he's in shape, but like you're already saying you're going to put him on a bike with clips and
pants. We're not going to let him wear the clips.
No, you're not?
I refuse to do that to a person the first time. So we're going to change the pedals out to regular pedals.
Okay.
To make it easier for him.
How many miles?
It's 28 miles total.
And your typical ride on a road bike is? Typical?
You mean typical ride?
What do you typically do? You do like 40.
We'll do 28 miles sometimes. Like, this is a quick. What we do is like, so we have 30 turkeys that we have acquired to give out for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And we're going to have people bringing in canned goods to put a whole thing together. And we're donating them to the police department where they're going to donate them out to people. So it'll be.
Yeah, how does this work with the bikes? Are you going to like deliver the turkeys on bicycles?
No. So we
put a turkey in a backpack and make Jeff carry that.
That would be funny. We build a ride around doing a good deed.
That's good.
And so we're gonna do that tomorrow. And
where are you riding?
We start at Watkins Park and we end up all the way.
Where is that?
Watkins Park is off of Central Ave, right there in Upper Marlboro.
Okay.
And we're gonna ride from Watkins Park, come out of Watkins, make the right. And we end up all the way back through Bowie, and we come back around back to Watkins Park.
Okay.
So it's a 28. It's like
28 for you is not much. You
not
typically
much.
Do rides of 40 plus.
We do 40. We do more. Sometimes we do a shorter ride, just like to get it going.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Jeff, when was the last time you rode a bicycle?
In that perspective?
Any bicycle.
He said in that perspective,
ring,
never.
Ring. I mean, like, were you 12 or what?
Oh, no, I rode a bike probably, like, I was showing my little cousin that I could wheelie about, like, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, all really?
Right. Yeah,
oh.
I could wheelie a bike.
You could pop a wheelie.
Yes. Well, these bikes are not made for wheeling. They're made for rolling.
Oh, no, I understand I might die tomorrow.
But no.
It's the challenge
and these are
that I'm accepting.
That's the mindset you cannot have. See, that's why we won't put you on clips, because if you had clips and you can't get out of them quick enough, you're falling. Yeah. And I'm allowing you to ride a damn good bike, bro.
Bro.
What's the bike?
It's a Mercedes AMG bike, 18 grand.
When I mean get off the bike and gotta walk up a hill. I don't mean I'm a fall or anything.
If you have on clips, you will go fall.
Yeah, you're going down like Biden. You're going straight down.
Look, I left my house and I saw Mark calling me. I'm like, Mark don't normally call me this early. So I called my boy Mark back. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? He said, bruh. Man, I'm dying laughing. I'm like, what you mean? He said, man, Jeff called me. He riding with us, Mark? Hell, I wasn't supposed to ride at first. I'm riding now.
Okay, I got to get back to this bike. $18,000. Is this an e-bike?
No. It's a carbon fiber bike where the bike.
Give me the specs. I want to look it up right now.
Because
I typed in Mercedes bike, it gives me a lot of electric bikes.
The reason that the bike costs so much.
The AMG F1 team electric bikes.
No, it's not the electric. It's the carbon fiber one. It was the AMG Lewis Hamilton edition. And the reason the bike costs so much is the shifting. So it's it's RAM Red ETAP, which was about $6,800 for just that. Yeah,
that's why it costs as much as a Honda Accord, brand new.
So because of the frame gears and everything else
and
is
shifting, that's why it costs. They can't make it for a penny less. You know,
the
it's
frame
all
and everything
metal
else,
spokes and chains. There's
the frame,
no
the frame
engine,
with the frame with the wheels and all hit you for
navigation.
About 12.
No. It's all. It just we can't make it for a penny less. I mean, honestly, that is a huge, insane markup. But I'm glad you're so into bikes.
Oh man,
that is an incredibly expensive bicycle.
Yeah, but that's not.
And you're gonna let him.
That's not
it?
The most expensive.
Oh my god,
bro, there are bikes. Listen, but like the thing of it is. The bikes, the lighter they get, which scares the hell out of me, the more expensive. Like, you see some of these guys on Tour de France, that's $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 bikes.
Well, of
and
course.
It's normally, like, because it's so light and, you know, like, now, they're, like, on the SRAM Red, you can program it to where when you hit a certain elevation, the gear change on its own.
Oh.
And when you start, I refuse to do something like that because it'll throw me off.
Do the Tour de France riders have those bikes?
They can't do the auto shifting stuff.
Okay.
No. All right. But they can have electronic shifting.
Okay. I have an e-bike that my dad had, and it's really cool.
You should let Jeff use that one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
No, when you're riding an e-bike, you're like, this is great. I should bicycle everywhere. This is so easy. La, 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 la. I'm biking really fast.
But the faster they go on the e-bike and the more hills they hit, the quicker that battery die off.
Well, there's that.
And then they're heavy as hell. So if you mess around and
your
battery die on the ride, you're going to be pushing that 30-something pound bike.
And of course,
mine's about 14, 15 pounds.
And I'm just perpetually terrified of laying it down and getting into a wipeout. Because, you know, with enough miles, it's probably going to happen. It's just a matter of time. No matter how careful you are, no matter how vigilant you are, eventually you're going to take a bit of a wipeout. That's why you got to make sure to wear your helmet and be careful and ride with a friend so that they can help you if you take a big old digger into the ditch.
Yeah. We have, Leslie Shepard. Shep had a few of them.
Nice. A few wipeouts.
Yeah.
But he's an NFL player.
I had to jump him one time. I don't know how this little thing got on the side of the road, and he hit that, and he went over his handlebar.
Oh,
and I had to get over him. I would have ran right over him.
My last bike wipeout was in college at UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West. I'm going to play Tuesday night rec league floor hockey. Uh-huh. And I've got my Mylek hockey stick across my handlebars because, you know, you have bikes on campus at UCSB to get around and whatnot. So I've got the stick across the handlebars horizontally. Everything is fine. I hit a bump and I lost the grip of end of the hockey stick.
Ooh.
Guess where the blade then went immediately to?
Into the spokes.
Right into the spokes in the front. What? I mean, I went ass over tea kettle, straight over the handlebars like it was a cartoon. Luckily, I was young and nimble enough that I got up without any worse for the wear, still made the hockey game.
Wow.
Played pretty well. Didn't have a hat trick like Ovi did last night, but it was fun.
That's
so,
why you hate to see squirrels when you're on a bike path.
Exactly. Squirrel! So the Caps win last night in Montreal, 8-4, as Ovi notches his 33rd career hat trick. It did include an empty netter at the end, but those are goals that count.
They happen.
He had two nuclear wristers early on, which is an Ovi staple, and he is now tied for fourth on the all-time list with Bobby Hull or Brett Hull. I wrote Hull down, and I forgot to note which one. I heard this on SportsCenter last night. Also, he is now 10th in the total points race with Joe Sakic. He had an assist last night as well. He's got 10 goals in 21 games so far. His total goal count is 907. And the Ovi goals versus Wizards wins tally is already looking like it's a wipeout.
It's a landslide.
So there's that. But that
he's
wasn't
up
even,
by six.
Right. But that wasn't even the best part of last night. The best part was Dylan Strome, who had three assists last night, but an announcement for the team right afterwards. In the locker room, this is from Mike Vogel's story at WashingtonCaps.com. He said, "Before we start, guys, I got some news for everyone. While the first period was going on, my warrior of a wife, Taylor, had our third daughter while we were on the ice. I'm really proud of her."
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff. And before stuff. Anyone goes, "No, what do you mean it's good stuff? You should have taken the night off."
No.
He should have been there.
A lot of women that marry these athletes, they know
the deal.
And they understand the lifestyle, too.
Right.
So let's be real.
He said, "It's tough. You always want to be there for the birth of your children. I didn't know it was coming this soon, but I can't wait to go see her. Sutton Kimberly Strome is my third daughter. She was born at 7:30, so it was really quick. She felt it 2 hours before, and it just happened. There was nothing I could do to get there." I do love this. Look.
But he's on the ice, and you know what? He's playing well. He's assisting. You know, which coach is going to run up there and say, "Yo, man.
Hey, man, your wife's in labor.
Man, let him cook right now. we'll let him know a little bit later." And then again, they probably told him, "Hey, she went into labor." And he's like, "Everything's okay? I'm going to finish this up. I'm already here."
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know?
The whole ethos of being with your wife during childbirth has evolved quite a bit since the 50s, when the stereotype was, "I'll be at the bar with the fellas. Call me Doc when it's out, and I will pass around cigars and say, it's a boy, it's a girl."
Yeah.
You know, that was very Neanderthal. I grant you that. It's good that the dads are involved. They should be involved.
Yeah.
I was there for my two daughters. Now, granted, I made sure to pick a center field bleacher seat for the birth, not behind home plate, because I was offered by the doctors. They're like, "You know, we got seats behind home plate here if you want to come get a better view." I'm like, "No, center field bleachers. Perfectly good.
Hey, right there, massaging the shoulders. Hey, you good?" And you're like, okay, one,
okay,
two,
okay,
push,
breathe, okay, ice chips, you know, everything else.
Yeah. But it's like, listen, man, a lot of people can be there, but imagine if you're a pilot.
Imagine if you're serving in our military.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's not a guarantee. And let's be real, a lot of them that were there when it happened, The woman probably cursed him out anyway.
Right.
Listen, bro, you get told some stuff when they get on that epidural and that thing coming out. "You got me into this mess."
Right.
"No, you got
you
in this mess.
Look what you did to me. You did this, you monster." Oh, yeah. No, there's some women that have no problems expressing their true innermost thoughts in that moment of childbirth.
Hey,
that
man.
Beautiful, sacred moment. Yeah. Of bringing a new life into the world that you're going to cherish mostly forever.
You say mostly.
You hope. Until they become relentless screw-ups later in life and don't appreciate all that your parents did for you.
There you go.
Anyway, Dylan Strome, mazel.
Congrats, brother.
Mazel. Way to go. Three dimes and a baby girl on the same night as the Capitals rout the Habs 8-4.
He has a story for the ages, bro.
He really does.
Yes.
Okay. We got stuff to talk about. We've got guests lined up today. John Walton will join us from the Caps at 11 o'clock. Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones from The Athletic will talk NFL at noon. Wes Moore will make his picks, as he does with
the
you
Gov.
Guys every Friday. And then Ask B. Mitch at 1 o'clock. But the other story that came down just today, and I'm like, wait a minute. Somebody already told me this. Commanders will be designated international team for 2026.
Yeah.
So B. Mitch yesterday says to me off the air, he's like, I already know this. I got this from a good source. Commanders going to be going back overseas because they did such a great job this time, brought so many fans, the energy was great, either next year or the year after. And I said, it'll probably be the year after because they don't like sending teams year after year. And you go, No, it could be next year, in fact.
Yeah.
And sure enough, boom.
Yeah.
The news comes down today. So we don't know. They think it's either going to be London or Brazil.
Yeah. I've been to London where we played at Wembley Stadium.
Okay.
That was a preseason game back in 1992.
Okay.
I would love to go back to London. I like London. I know many people look at Brazil, but you're not in the nice
you're
part
of Brazil. You're in Sao Paulo.
Yeah. So
unless they decide to move it to Rio.
If they move it to Rio...
Then that's
all
a
in.
Different story. Then you're all in.
Sao Paulo, that was a lot of the horror stories when people came back from that one.
Well,
you know, you leave your hotel, you come back, stuff is gone. You're walking down the street, somebody bump you over here, and then you realize, damn.
Where'd my wallet go?
My wallet was there, you know? So, listen, man, places, you don't want to go places where you got to be. One thing about me, I don't love going anywhere where I got to constantly watch my whereabouts.
Okay.
You know, I'm still going to be in tune to where I'm at. But when you got to overly be whole, you know, looking around, hell, you don't see anything. You don't enjoy yourself.
But you have super awareness as a former punt returner in the NFL.
I have awareness,
like,
but
you have 360 full vision, even when you can't see what's coming.
Well, when
you
I was,
have to when you were returning
You
punts.
Check it out. But when I was in Spain, this guy was telling me, he said, yeah, man, the guy walked past me and told me you're a mark. He was trying to let him know the people watching you. And he said he didn't understand it. And also he felt the bump. And then he felt the rub, and he thought nothing of it, like, because there's a lot of people walking. Everything was gone.
No way. So, that happened last
so
week?
So I've been walking with stuff in the front pocket.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
So, hey, you gotta take care of yourself, man.
You also don't – I've never seen you with flashy jewelry either.
No, I leave that stuff in. And then I had the ring, but I had turned it the other way for a little bit, unless I have to hit somebody with it, then I turn it to a brass.
So you rolled with your Super Bowl ring?
Yeah.
Nice. Now, of course, you got yours back before they started making them absurdly overbuilt.
They're big. They're
and
big
absurdly
as hell.
Expensive.
But you can always turn it to where just the back part shows. You know what I mean?
By the way, which one is that right there?
What?
That's your wedding ring.
Yeah.
You don't have your Super Bowl ring today?
No.
Okay.
No.
You only wear it for special occasions?
Yeah.
And what did it cost you? Well, they didn't. They gave it to you.
Obviously. Yeah.
What's it valued at? Do you know?
At one point, it was 15-something. So maybe
that's
more
it,
than
huh?
that now.
And it is not – I've seen Jacoby's, I've seen Riggo's, I've seen a lot of UX Redskins. I'm wondering, like, you know, what would you ever do with it if you felt like I'm on hard times, I got to sell it? What would it go for?
I don't know.
You never even investigated that?
No.
Do you know any former players, teammates that sold theirs?
I never know. I don't know nobody directly, but I've heard people say that they saw their ring.
Is it insured?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
And you still like having and seeing it?
Yeah. I like to wear it every once in a while. Just to. Because people
effing
always ask
Super
to see
Bowl
it.
Ring.
People ask to see it. So I
Super
I wear
Bowl
it.
Champion.
Normally in there, I don't want to wear it.
Okay.
Because it's too damn gaudy. So.
All right. 800-636-1067 is the phone number if you want to jump in on this Friday. Other things we're going to talk about. The Texans rough up the Bills last night. Is the window closing on Josh Allen and the Bills? They're still 7-4, but they're not the world beaters that a lot of people thought them to
be.
And then compare that to the Chiefs, who have a big game coming up against the Colts on Sunday, where if they don't win that, they're 5-6.
Yeah.
And then things are going to get very interesting. We lost a white hat last night. Adrian Hill, the crew chief, the referee for the game, went down with a hamstring. They had to replace him. And it was wild because I don't think I've ever seen a white hat go down during an NFL game. Also, Al Michaels has said he wants to do one more year of play-by-play. And for many of us, we're like, Al, listen, you were great back at the Miracle on Ice and for many years afterwards. Uh-huh. But, dude, you're damn near 80. Can you let somebody else do it? Anyway, I want to talk about
hey,
that
man,
just
when
a bit.
It's in your blood, it's in your blood.
Yeah, I know. Well, and it's a good gig as well.
Hell yeah. Right. They pay well.
Right. Plus, there's a bunch of other stories that I've got on my list here, so we'll get to all those. John Walton, Mike Jones, Wes Moore, and Ask B. Mitch. It is a loaded Friday here on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So the funny thing about that CeeDee Lamb story is that apparently someone close to Lamb said, it's an insult to say that CeeDee doesn't know how to hold his liquor. They didn't deny that he was out way so, too late. They were just offended that you would imply he would actually throw up.
That's when you tell your friends to shut the hell up.
Right, exactly.
It's an insult to say he can't handle his liquor.
That's what
he was out after curfew drinking when he should have been in his room.
Yeah, no,
but
they
you
said,
can't say he can't handle his liquor.
Yeah, no, they just said they were out having dinner, that's all. Just a late dinner that stretched to 7 in the morning.
Yeah, so when you're throwing up that late, you're not in for your where you're supposed to be. So.
Yeah. When was the last time you couldn't hold it and you threw up from drinking?
I think I might have been college.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I lost it on a radio station trip to Cancun in 2016. Ooh. In fact, not only did
Cancun, you know.
Oh,
a lot of things
happened
in Cancun.
Oh, yeah. It was like the last night, and it was just too. No, no. Hold on. Hold on. I forgot one prominent puking. I puked into a bed of mulch at the radio station in Milwaukee after the Bucks won the championship in July of 2021.
Wow.
Yes, because we were at this bar downtown in the Deer District. And the only way you could get a table there to be part of the atmosphere was to get unlimited food and drink or a certain number that you could hardly reach, like $500 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So sure enough, with a target of, well, we still have more left on our tab, the drinks kept coming and the drinks kept coming. And by the time the night was over, Giannis had a 50 burger. They had won the championship. The whole city was crazy. I was way overserved. We were going to be on the air the next morning. I slept on the couch at the station, but before hitting the couch, I went outside and put one down in the mulch. And I had the presence of mind, B. Mitch, to take a photo of it.
Wow.
I'm like, this is championship puke. I left all of this fandom, this championship fandom, in the mulch tonight. So I took a picture. I, of course,
sometimes it's better out than in, though.
Of course. It felt much better afterwards.
Yeah.
So I took a photo. I posted it to Twitter. of course, because that's what guys do. And my lovely wife said, would you please take that down? And I'm like,
you posted
right.
it?
Yes, I posted my puke because it was championship puke. And then somebody photoshopped it with like a border around it that looked like a top souvenir card.
Wow.
It was like 2021 Bucks championship. And there's the puke in the mulch. So that was the last time I puked due to alcohol. You go back to high school. CD Lamb goes back to Monday. Walker, when was the last time you had the technicolor yawn, as they like to say?
Saturday in Madrid.
Saturday in Madrid.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Jeffrey.
How did he get on the traveling team?
Jeff just went.
I went for myself.
Jeff wanted to go, man.
I will be out there next year, too.
When he heard
we play
they were
at.
Going, he's like, I'm going. And he got him a ticket and flew what? In and flew out.
How much was airfare? Just curious.
$400.
He got
round?
Yeah.
Round trip.
On what? I didn't know Spirit flew to
Iberia, who works directly with American.
So Iberia out of IAD, straight, direct?
Yep.
You didn't have to pay for toilets on the plane?
Nope.
What is Iberia Air? Where are they based out of?
I think Spain.
Okay.
From Madrid.
$400 round trip?
Yes, because as soon as they announced
it. Get out!
Before I even knew I had a ticket to the game, I said, let me purchase my airfare.
And that's smart, man.
It was early.
Most punctual airlines worldwide. So says their website. Hola Madrid, Iberia. There you go. Serving Spain and other parts of the region. What about a hotel? Where'd you stay?
Oh, man. That was another story in itself. Man, well, the Airbnb I wanted to stay at, it was only about like $700-$800 for 3 days.
Okay.
But my boy, he decided he wanted to save a buck and put us in the hood of Madrid.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got some culture.
Oh,
you
got yeah. Got a lot of culture.
Okay. So who went with you?
I went by myself. My boy, there with his.
Who's your boy?
It's Boo.
I'm not going to say his name because I don't know who all listened to this.
That's fine.
Station, but he was out there with his boo. And
okay.
I told them I wasn't third wheeling. I'm up and I'm out every morning.
Okay. But you shared an Airbnb with your boy and his boo.
Yes.
In the hood in Madrid. On a $400 round tripper on Iberia.
Yes.
What a great adventure.
Yeah, man.
I loved it.
I saw him more than his boy probably saw him.
I would have thought it would be far more expensive than that. That's amazing. So you can just flit over to Spain like it's nothing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, you know,
next year
you can root for London. Yeah. Don't root for Brazil. Brazil's a lot farther away, number one. I think it's like 16 hours maybe. Look that up. And then there's nothing to do. London would be a lot better. So you're down for London, right?
I'm down for whatever, Zabe.
You're down for whatever. Okay.
I'm there.
Are you down for what?
Huh?
It's a song.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know
that. Okay. So if you go next year, just keep me in the loop as a plus one. I'll even pay for some dinners. Okay?
Cool.
You know, Daddy Zabe will jump in with your crew.
Daddy, no. I don't call nobody Daddy.
What? Well, let me rephrase that. Uncle. Uncle Baldo.
Yeah, they call him Uncle, too. Don't worry.
Okay, all right. Well, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, Jeff called
All right, so I wanted to talk about something that I could not believe was true. I just got back from Vegas, by the way. And it's unfortunate that F1, which I'm not into, I don't know if you are, B-Mitch, if you watch the Drive
Somewhat.
To Survive
series. I watched some stuff. My son and my daughter-in-law, they're heavily into it.
Okay. And, you know, if you're into it, that's fine, that's great. You know, for me, I'm like, whatever. The F1 race has been a boondoggle, though, of epic proportions in the city of Vegas. There's about three casinos that benefit greatly from the high rollers, the whales, that are attracted by this race every year. And I forget which ones they are. It's like Bellagio, Wynn, someone else. They're the ones that push this through to have this race there. Every other property on the strip and all these other businesses get hammered this week because the race just doesn't.
It takes up everything.
It just takes over.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I saw a tweet. You can get a room at the Flamingo for $8. Now, you still have to pay $50 resort fee, so it's a $58 room, mm-hmm. and it is the Flamingo, which is pretty downscale,
yeah.
but still, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
now, $58. That's $58 during F1 week.
Yeah.
They all thought that F1 week would take room rates and jack them to the moon, and they'd make a ton of money. No, it's the exact opposite. Also, you can get a general admission
ticket. Maybe people
probably
don't go at that time. Like,
I know.
Am I going
people
to
are now
Vegas?
Avoiding it. Right.
Yeah.
So you can also get a general admission ticket to the grandstands for F1 for $36.
Dang.
So this race is not nearly the kind of must-go, super popular.
Miami getting more play than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one part of it. But there's another part of it in which Formula One is so tight in controlling everything about their operation, and especially when it comes to unauthorized media. They wallpaper over the glass walkways across Las Vegas Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
so you cannot watch the race when you're walking across. You can get ticketed if you don't keep moving while going across this public walk bridge,
That's
which is crazy,
crazy,
only for Formula One. And then it gets the craziest I've seen so far, which is this letter from Treasure Island to visitors this week.
Mm-hmm.
According to reports, they will be subject to random security screenings in their own rooms during the race event.
So how are you going to get in my room?
Well, let me read you the letter. Dear valued hotel guest, this is on the Treasure Island letterhead. We would like to take this opportunity to thank you for selecting Treasure Island Hotel and Casino as your resort destination during your visit. We hope you are enjoying your stay. Okay, blah, blah. Get to the point. As mandated by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Departments, room safety screenings will be conducted throughout the F1 Las Vegas event series. Security personnel will intermittently access each guest room for a brief safety check beginning at 9 a.m. each day and will continue periodically through the event each night from Thursday through Sunday, November 23rd.
Let me ask you this question, though. What is this safety check? What are you trying to protect me about making it safe? Safe for who?
They don't want anyone with long telephoto zoom lenses getting unauthorized footage of their precious little zoom.
So they can just walk in your room.
Race car race.
They can just walk in your room at any
time. Did you not hear the letter? They will.
What if
they'll be coming into your room multiple times during the race?
So what if I have my chain on
Do
my door.
Do not disturb?
Yeah, I put my chain on my door.
They might bust it down.
Well, you're going to have to bust it down because I will have my chain on the door. Why you have the chain on? I don't like people just walking in my damn room.
Of course not. Nobody does. And that's the insanity of this.
Who is going to just put the lens up and leave it if they know all this going on? Somebody's going to get pictures of it any damn way.
Of course.
Because they're making such a big deal, which makes the better people come out and handle the business.
It's just insane. The letter goes on to say, we understand this may be an inconvenience, and we truly appreciate your cooperation during this important safety procedure.
I think they know the people that are trying to do something. They're basically saying, you got to give it to everyone to make the people not know that you're on to them.
So you're saying this is more of a shot across the bow and not so much they're actually going to go into everyone's room multiple times?
Like, I get
times.
Some emails every once in a while talking about something I know I didn't do, and that normally offends me, but now I understand what they're doing. They can't directly say the person, so they got to send it to everybody to make everybody just aware of it, but they can't say it to the person, so...
It's just crazy because there's already so much coverage of this race and every sporting event in the world. But, you know, F1 is not special. They think they're special, but they're not. They're just a sporting event. And it's kind of a boring sporting event because the same three drivers win all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's a joke in that regard.
It's Hamilton or the guy in the orange and black.
And then there's that skinny Italian guy.
Yeah.
And then there's the other guy, the Brazilian guy. Yeah, that guy. Right. Yeah, those guys. The ones with all the money, with the best teams. They all win all
they
the time,
win
right?
They all win all the time, yeah.
Okay, so let's assume that this is true. that this actually happens, what would you do other than put the chain on your door, which they probably have some device that can unhook it, I don't know, or bust the door down? What would you do in response to that? Because my thought was, oh, you're going to come check on my room? You're not going to like it. I'm going to be spread out, buck-ass naked. I might be Donald Ducking it, as the saying goes. Shirt with no pants, stuff strewn all around,
yeah.
And it's going to smell. I'm not going to clean up. Like, you will do a U-turn out of my room so quick if you come to, quote, inspect it.
Hey.
Who would put up with this?
Nobody.
This is just insane.
Yeah.
And the amount of control that F1 wants to have, the iron-fisted
grip. But why is it only one hotel?
I don't know if it is just one hotel. I don't know. It might be a couple of them. Again, I've read about these kind of things with F1 and this race in Vegas that are just insane.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you have any thoughts on that, tweet us and let us know. If you've been the subject of a safety screening
in Vegas.
Okay, coming up.
Reach out to Bees, find out why that's happening.
Exactly. We're going to talk to John Walton from the Caps at 11, but also straight ahead, the Bills get thrashed last night by the Texans. B. Mitch is going to talk about that nasty D. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley's Abe sitting in on a Friday.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I just got a tweet from JP down, I believe, in South Carolina, maybe Florida, as he's enjoying his bye week. By the way, Steve Zabin sitting in for JP. B. Mitch is here. This photo from JP is unbelievable. He just responded to a tweet in which he said, water parking, meaning what is he doing right now? Water parking. And this face, B. Mitch, look at the face on one J.P. Finley. It's so funny.
That's the guy that when he watches kids, he says he's babysitting. So in other words, he doesn't want to be where he's at. That's what that look tells. That look says, I'm on vacation doing something I don't want to do. I think he's with the two girls. Lauren probably chilling somewhere. Like in the spa.
I just laughed. I responded with a laughing emoji. I said, that face, bro. That face. Hashtag,
says it all.
Hashtag been there. Hashtag done that. You know what, JP? Enjoy these times.
Enjoy, bro.
Because they go by so
quick. Hey, you could have, you know, just hang out. You'd be good.
All right. Texans beat the Bills last night.
Beat the hell out of them.
Well, they did, but it was close at the end. 23-19, your final score. As the Texans defense absolutely harassed Josh Allen all night long. 8 sacks. He was doing these.
He didn't know where he was going, man.
Running around, taking 17-yard sack losses. It reminded me of that game early in Josh Allen's career when he still hadn't really figured it out. That playoff game in Houston, where he was running around like that, taking crazy sacks. Do you remember how sort of out of control he looked like early in his career? That was the first or second year,
he
I believe.
He got sacked 6 times? Eight times.
8 times.
Damn.
And safety Kalen Bullock had 3 turnovers, 2 picks, plus a forced fumble. Had the second pick as well that sealed the Texans' victory in the game, 23-19. And they did this all with Captain Longneck. Davis Mills at quarterback is a very good QB too. And his neck.
Captain.
Davis Mills' neck needs to be studied. It's the craziest, longest neck I've ever seen.
What's the dude you used to play with the 49ers?
Merton Hanks had a bobblehead neck. Okay.
Yeah.
There was the kid from Chantilly who played quarterback in the league, redhead with a long neck, played for the Buccaneers. For a long time. His name will come to me in a second.
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon. Thank you very much, Landfill.
Because Sean didn't have that long neck. Mikey had the long neck, though.
Oh, yeah. Mikey had a long neck, but ain't nobody have a neck as long and as girthy as Davis.
that was weird. Don't say girthy.
Okay, sorry. So he's a good, capable backup.
Yeah.
And the Texans' defense is really, really nasty.
Yeah. I watched that game and like JP sent me this text this morning saying they play violent like Dan Quinn likes it or talks about. And when I was thinking the exact same thing, Josh Allen didn't know where they were coming from. I mean, it wasn't one guy beating the offensive line. It was 4 guys damn near every time to where, like, I always tell people, try to people that really want to learn football, everybody just look at the skill positions. Watch the O-line from the side, and you watch the person that's pushing somebody back, and you realize that side is winning. They were playing on the other side of the ball all night long. And like when I see a running back get the ball and immediately have to move, I'm like, damn, that D-line's killing them.
Yeah, it's not
that's just what that happened to him. Like Josh was getting set up.
Right.
And when he got to his setup, 5-step or 7-step, somebody was there making him move instantly.
Right.
He had no chance to even scour the field.
It's not just winning, it's winning quick.
Yeah.
The players that can win their battles quicker are even more devastating. And Will Anderson Jr. had 2.5 sacks. He's all world. Danielle Hunter had 2 sacks as well. 12 quarterback hits total. Josh Allen finished with 253 yards, but no touchdowns and 2 picks on the game. The last pick, though, came – okay, so they had harassed Buffalo down 4 into a 4th-and-27, I believe. And they then played the softest, ridiculous back-it-up defense. And the Bills ran this nice little hook and lateral that got 30 yards for a first down. Actually, more than that, they're suddenly in range for a touchdown with 2 timeouts in their pocket inside the plus 30. But they got it to 3rd-and-1, then committed a false start, which made it 4th-and-6, I believe, and they threw the pick at the end of the game. The final call, though, was a flag on the field. So they throw a pick, there's a flag on the field, and it's like, oh boy, probably PI, right? It always is PI.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a backup referee with the white hat announcing the penalties because Adrian Hill, the crew chief, went down with a hamstring. So Roy Ellison, the umpire, stepped in, as they did with six officials. They do this drill, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year in the preseason, they practice. Yeah. Well, no, they went one less because they didn't have an extra on site.
They normally have one, though.
They do every game or just the playoffs?
They normally have an extra receiver on their sideline.
Okay, well, they had six.
I mean, referee.
Yeah, they said, according to, and I went to footballzebras.com. Nerd. It's a website about football referees. Football Zebras said that they practice this all the time, and so they went with six. They rotated around. Umpire Roy Ellison then got the white hat, which is the guy that announces the penalties. He's the guy that you hate as a fan because you think he is personally stealing money out of your FanDuel account when you're wagering on games responsibly using what promo code?
BMitch.
That's right. Is it FanDuel, by the way, or DraftKings?
FanDuel.
Okay, so you hate the white hat, even though he's just the guy announcing the penalties. There's back judges and side judges and line judges and umpires that are throwing the laundry and sometimes the crew chief, but you hate the crew chief, right? Yeah. So there's a new white hat because Adrian Hill's like, ah, my hamstring, ah, I'm out. And the guy, Roy Ellison, calls the final call so dramatically. He goes, pass interference, huge pause. Offense, number 13. And the crowd goes, it was great. He just knew how to make it dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how the game
ended. That's how they become part of the story.
I know. So the Bills are now 7-4. The Patriots on Sunday, they play the Bengals with Joe Burrow likely to play. Patriots are 6-point favorites. They're 9-2. Drake Mays had an unbelievable season. I did print out a story that said, should Commander fans have second thoughts about taking Daniels over Drake May? And I go, people.
Let it go, people.
People, would you just come on now?
But that's that clickbait stuff.
But if the Patriots win to go to 10-2, it could be a wrap for the division.
Could be.
Could be a wrap.
Could be.
It's a wrap for this hour. We're going to turn the page into hour number two. We got our guy, Joe Walton. Joe Walton. Yes,
John
Walton. Excuse me. Got John Walton from the Caps to talk about Ovi's hat trick last night as well, plus our full rundown of week number 12 in the NFL. Mike Jones of The Athletic and the governor to make his pick. So stay with us. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe sitting in on a Friday, November 21st on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.